How are we doing? This is quite exciting. I'm doing my podcast today on my microphone, my more fancy microphone, which I do my recording with for my covers and stuff. So it should sound a bit better than usual. Before, I've been doing it on my phone while I've been walking. Today, I thought I'd sit down, and I really wanted to do this podcast today. I think it's one that I've been putting off for a while, this subject, which we'll just touch on today. You know, it's funny, like I said this a couple of years ago to my friend who's a musician as well, and we've kind of got the same mentality in terms of like just going for what you want. And I remember saying to him, imagine an interview, because I've as a musician myself and a fan of music, when I check out music or a band or whatever, I always like look up their interviews. So I always want to get to know that person a bit more. And recently it's changed, which I'm going to talk about, but in music interviews, it was always like, okay, you're being interviewed about, you know, if you're going on tour, you know, what your song's about, or all the musical stuff, like your fans, like what's the crazy experience, all the kind of general stuff, which is cool. But I always said to myself, like, and this is what I said to my friend, I was like, imagine those interviews where the interviewer is asking the artist, asking them more of their ethos and their mindset of like why they're doing what they do and like how they got to where they did with their mindset, what their background is. More like in-depth questions that gets to the essence of that person who's created the art. I've always been fascinated by that. And now it's like, it's quite clear that podcasts are becoming a bit more popular, and I'm always listening to podcasts. I've always got my headphones on, and I'm either listening to music or podcasts, and I'm listening to so many more podcasts now. It is crazy. So, and it is touching on all these subjects that I've been yearning for from artists, but it's not just artists, it's entrepreneurs, it's all sorts of like influencers, actors, campaigners, like all these people, and you get to listen to how they think and how and why they do what they do and what they've been through and what experiences they have. And I think it's amazing. I've got really addicted to it, and it's why I'm doing it as well. It's why I want to do podcasts, because it's like I've always wanted to do that with my music somehow. When I was younger, like doing music was such a dream of mine, the performing aspect and the writing. But along with that, straight away was the like, imagine I could stand for something, or imagine I could, you know, have my opinion and you know, it be heard in a way, like not just through the music. So the fact that like the world has come to this point where anyone can just say anything, put it online and put the thoughts out there and it's fine, I think it's amazing. And it's exciting, you know? So yeah, I just wanted to like say that, like, you know, I don't know how many people are listening to my podcast, and all my opinions and my thoughts, that they're all my own, you know. I'm not trying to, it's not part of a brand, or do you know what I mean? It's just, it's all my thoughts, so you don't have to agree with it, you don't have to listen to it, you just, it's just my thoughts, my opinions on stuff, and yeah, you just take it for what it is. That being said, there's so many things I want to talk about, because the people who know me, like who are close to me, know that, you know, I'm not opinionated, but I have a lot of thoughts on things, and I'm quite an analyzer. I like to analyze things, and I'm an observer. I'm that kind of person. I always have been. I don't know why, but always have been. But yeah, today I want to talk about lad culture, or maybe that's the wrong word, but what it means to be a man, or like this like manliness thing. And the reason I want to talk about this is because, and I think I'll be talking about this in a few podcasts, and I'll definitely elaborate on different parts in different times, but I'm going to touch on it today. But the reason I want to talk about this is because, well, one, it came up in a live stream. Someone said they thought I was breaking the stereotypes and boundaries of social norms because I wear nail varnish and dye my hair. But I think it's bigger than that, you know. I do those things, and I have been made fun of for it. Like, I remember once, years ago, the World Cup was on. I think it's World Cup or Euro Cup years ago. And my dad and my brother were watching, well, we were all watching it. But I remember I was painting my toenails the colours of the teams that were playing. And that was my association with with football, because I wasn't interested in watching the football, but I wanted to be part, and that's what I did. I just remember that. Isn't that weird? I don't know. I was more into like, you know, making something look cool. Yeah, anyway, like I've worn nail varnish from a young age, and it definitely comes from the kind of music I listen to and the fashion. It definitely comes from that kind of, I was into that goth pop punk skater kind of thing, and a lot of bands and artists I was listening to, they wore nail varnish, and I thought it looked really cool. I also thought Kurt Cobain looked really cool, and I remember seeing pictures of him with like eyeliner on. I thought he looks rad, man. So yeah, I've just always favoured more that rather than the, when I was growing up, it was either that or like more of a, I don't want to use the wrong words, but like more of a guy who's, you know, wearing chains and like really flash trainers and like into brands, you know, big brands, like wearing Nike, and like that's their association. I don't know, I always favoured the more alternative. I've always just found that more appealing to me. So that has influenced my fashion choices and my style, but it hasn't, what I want to say is like some people perceive that as not manly. I'm going to go into this a lot more deeper, but just on a surface level with, you know, wearing nail varnish, wearing makeup, dyeing your hair, doing your hair a certain way, like being quite a groomed guy or being into a certain fashion and style. Anyway, because of that, I feel like people bracketed me as this kind of non-manly person, gay, you're into like, you're not into football, you're into like music like this, and then the fashion, you're, do you know what, all that stuff. And I remember getting it a lot when I was younger. It was weird. I had this weird like vibe I think people got from me, because they were like, I felt like people thought he's cool, but I shouldn't like him. Or like, he's not one of us, but he's all right. I've always felt like that. Because even though I was an alternative kid, I was never really heavily bullied for it. Like, I was teased and stuff, but I wasn't, my life wasn't made to be like, to feel really uncomfortable because of my choices of what I liked, but I was definitely teased for it a lot. For me, there was no other choice, so I think that's why, even though it did annoy me sometimes, it didn't really make me think like, oh, fuck this. So yeah, I had this kind of way about me where I feel like I just owned it, do you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, this is what I like, so if you don't like it, fuck you. I think it's definitely like that. And the reason I say that is because I was definitely the one in my family. I'm one of four with brothers and sisters, and I was definitely the one who was more into that kind of world, the alternative world. So I was definitely the odd one out in that aspect, in terms of like the music I liked and the fashion and stuff like that. So, you know, I guess I got teased a bit for that in school and by my brother a little bit. All kind of like harmless and playful, but you know, it's weird when you're younger, like you get put in these brackets. But I've spoken about this in a podcast before, but what I want to touch on here is this manly aspect of it and my experiences with it and how I've become older and become, you know, grown as a man, what I've noticed in what's going on in society with this whole manlyhood thing and what's meant to mean to be a man. And I think it's such a good time to talk about this now than ever before, because you know, there's a lot more opinions being put out, like it's a chance to be more open and it's fair. So yeah, I feel like from my experiences, I've gone through stages of my life where, you know, I've gone through all these different sorts of stages where finding out more about myself as a human. And I do remember being a young teenage boy and being very boyish in terms of, you know, being very interested in girls. See, that's the only thing I can link to this whole manly thing. But outside of that, I've always been quite open-minded, which has been, in terms of like, when I say open-minded, in terms of, well, what I just talked about, like the way I'll stylize myself, the things I'll talk about with people, which has been kind of not looked at fondly by other men around me. Like, I've, since a young age, I've always been quite a deep thinker. I've always been quite an explorer, adventurer. I want to know everything. So I'm always talking about like things that are bigger than just the surface. And a lot of people don't like talking like that. But most people just want to have like a surface conversation or just talk about material things or just talk about things that are so like meaningless. But I've always felt like some people just don't want to connect. So going back to like the manliness thing, like when you speak on a deeper level or talk about real things, it's seen as unmasculine. In my experience, that's what I've experienced. Like if I'm talking about my emotions or like talking about what, like why someone does a certain thing, but really get down to the thought process behind people's actions rather than just their action, it's not taken as like masculine things. Like, oh, why do you want to go down there? Why do you want to talk about that? Like, well, who cares? Like, but yeah, that's one aspect is being quite an open, emotionally open male myself. I have definitely experienced not a great reaction from it. Like some people just don't want to go there. As I've got older and definitely more in the creative world, I've met a lot more open males who are like me, open men who are like talking about real emotions. Like I've got some really nice friends who are very like open in that sense, and you can have like I can have really good conversations with them, which is lovely. But I think it's very rare. I've always thought that in my life. I think it's very rare. I remember being in situations where, even if it's at work, and I know work is just you're there to work, I've been in situations where it's so cut off from this like this way of being. You can't be this like open human around certain people because you're like it makes them feel uncomfortable. I've noticed that. So that's one of the reasons I think why I've spoken about it a lot. Why I really really got addicted to this acting world for a bit, because in that world, nothing is surface. You know, everything you're doing is on a deeper emotional level. In terms of the training, in terms of the connecting. So I was really got well into that for a bit, and always thought like, why can't this be like real life? But there's reasons it's not, and that's just the way it is. This whole manliness thing is something I just want to touch on so much, because the reason why I want to touch on it now is because I've experienced it my whole life, this whole like man up, this whole man up shit, like don't cry, man up, like be a man, like do the manly thing, like you're the man, you're meant to do this, you're the man, you're meant to do this. Like I've been hearing that my whole life, like in so many different situations. Men don't do this, like you're a man, like you should be. There's like this stereotypical old fashioned men are more like this, you need to be a gentleman, and I'm not saying I'm not manly or I'm not a gentleman in these kind of ideals of the way people are talking. When it gets like these sayings get thrown around a lot, you just think like, hang on a sec, what do you mean that's what it is to be a man? Like I am a man. I don't need to do these things to prove that I am. I think for me, masculinity, just confidence anyway, comes down to a real man, in my opinion, is someone who can be sensitive and still, can really express how they are without it crumbling them or them being afraid to express how they really feel. Like that's a strong man. Like a weak man, in my opinion, is someone who hides from those feelings, who won't deal with the reality of what's going on with them internally and externally. Like, it's those are the weak men. The weak men, in my eyes, are the people who put up big facades, portray this, I'm doing brackets now, air brackets, a man by doing these manly things, trying to look a manly way, trying to act a manly way. Like, these, in my opinion, like I said, it's completely my opinion. I'm not like slating anyone, but this is my opinion. They're the weak men because I think it's the wrong image. I think it's wrong. They're portraying like the wrong image of a man, because a man can be any shape or form, any have any ideas, any fashion. It can be any way, you know. It shouldn't just be like in a visual sense, like a muscular, broody kind of strong man. Do you know what I mean? It is quite a big thing for me because I feel like there's so many aspects of this whole. I said lad culture before because there's so many aspects of that whole lad culture which is associated with being a man or a guy, a male, which I think is wrong, man. And I've never, ever, ever agreed with it or resonated with it. Even from a young age, I've never really been like a lad. And I've all and one of the reasons why it's important to me is because I've always been put in the bracket of a lad kind of guy, like a laddish, like, wheeze. It's really hard for me to like use the words right to get what I'm trying to say, but in so many situations I've been seen as like a lad or one of the boys or someone who's, and I'm not trying to stereotype anyone or put anyone in a box, but what I'm trying to say is the guys, people who are like, who just have simple certain likes and they base the whole value of themselves on other people's opinion and portraying this masculinity lad kind of person, which I've always been put in that category, which I absolutely hate. You know, I've been called a fuck boy. Never knew what that meant until I got called it, and then I started researching what that means. And I was like, oh my god! And that's just been off the offset of someone just looking at me. You're just a fuck boy. I remember being told that you seem like this type, and it's all because of that comes down to the way I look most of the time, or the way I walk or dress or the way I talk. So I've always hated, not hate, I don't want to say hate, but you can see like it gets to me, but I've always really disliked the idea of this lad culture portraying what it's meant to be a man. The thing is, like, even though there's more people like me on a much bigger scale who are talking about what I'm talking about, I still think it's worse than ever because of social media. Like, social media is portraying all these men with these laddish attitudes who are, and other men are going to follow that and be like, okay, that's how I'm going to impress my peers. That's how I'm going to impress girls. That's how I'm going to impress people by portraying what it's meant to mean to be a lad, a man. And, you know, that may manifest in loads of different ways of, like, you know, one, trying to look a certain way, which is fine. Like, it's cool to look healthy and stuff. But when it's done to, I think when it's done to try and make a stand of, like, look at me, I'm a man. Or, you know, I think it's insecurity. Like, the people I look up to in my life, they're not these like bulky kind of like ripped men. They're like, and I think they're more manly than these ripped men. You know, what one of my idols is Jared Leto. I think he's an amazing person. Ricky Gervais is one of my idols as well. I'm not trying to be superficial, but you know, well, Jared Leto, he looks amazing. But he's not trying to go for this like stacked manly look, you know what I mean? And neither is Ricky Gervais. Tom DeLonge's another one of my idols. He's not. But these people are really, really intelligent people with great ethos on life, very smart, ambitious, clever, creative, amazing people who in my eyes break the boundaries of a lot of things in society, like with age and projects. They've all kind of like stepped over the line of like the boundaries they're meant to be put in terms of how society boxes people. Yeah, so just saying, like, I've always looked up to these types of people. I've never really looked up to these kind of like masculine, these people were portraying fake masculinity, you know. And I know for a fact, like, kids are, because I see like younger people who are trying to portray other people on the internet, and it's like, what are you doing? Like, oh my god, why are you impressed by this thing, this fake stuff that this person's doing? Like, why do you want to go on a reality show because you've been watching these reality shows and you think that's gonna impress your peers? Like, why? Why are we thinking like that as a society? Like, why you try and impress your friends by chatting about girls in a certain way, or like trying to be like, oh yeah, look at this. Because this is another thing as well, like this is, I was going to save this bit for like another podcast, but females and opposite sex, the way that people talk about in terms of like, you know, trying to hook up with them, but trying to do that and be like, and that's a conversation point to be like, impress your peers. And it's like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's, in my opinion, I find that hard to get in on those conversations. Yeah, and that's one aspect which I'll definitely dive into a lot more, because there's a period of my life that I want to talk about. And yeah, I want to kind of like go over like those kind of things. Another thing is like portraying strength in terms of like not showing emotions and not showing any fear or insecurities. It's kind of like, I've got my shit together, look at me. Like, look at my new... basically, I guess I'm looking at the moment, looking at stuff. I'm thinking about stuff online. It's like how people are portraying this kind of fake life by saying, look at me, look at my... I'm trying to think, like my clothes, look how I've been put together, look at my car. Like, you know, all these like flashy kind of people online? It's like, what is this, man? It's like, why are you using that to impress your peers? All that's doing is impressing, in my opinion, is impressing other losers. It's losers who are impressing other losers. Like, that's what it is. It is, because it's exactly what the media does. The media preys on people's insecurities so they can sell to them. It's like, that's what these sort of people are doing. They're like, preying on their own, they're using their own insecurities to prey on other people's insecurities to make them look like, you know, they're the ideal of how a man should be. Look at my life, look at this. I'm in a better position than you because of the life choices I've made, because I've tried to make my body look a certain way, because I've acted a certain way. I've got this like bravado about me. This is what's going to make you win in terms of with your friends and to get you the girls. Like, it's bullshit. It's absolutely bullshit. This bravado mentality is bad. It's toxic. I've never really had any bravado about myself. You know, I'll obviously like play around sometimes with it, with, you know, acting a certain way, but it's not part of my personality. And I'll tell you now, like, I've never had trouble meeting women, but I've never had to use bravado to impress a woman, to impress guys, to impress people. I've never ever used that. Use these kind of like masculine traits to impress people. These masculine society traits or whatever. So yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is this lad culture of, I've always thought it doesn't sit well with me, because I've always thought it's almost not real. It's like, I've always thought, and this is really controversial thing of me to say, but I've always thought stuff like football, right? I obviously it's a huge sport that a lot of people are into. You know, it's a lot of money, makes a lot of money and stuff. But I've always thought, like, are people really, really interested in it as much as they portray they are, especially men who like talk about it a lot and talk about these other men and so in like in depth, like, are you actually interested in it that much, or is it giving you something to be interested in, to add to your character, you know, to give you a personality, to give you more of like something about you? Like, that I've always thought, like, is that a thing? Do you know what I mean? Like, because that the passion of the conversations and the time that gets put into watching a sport, in my opinion, can be, you could do so much with that energy into creating something, into helping someone, doing something, leaving a mark on the world. Like, that's just how I think, and that's just my opinion. Like, I keep saying it, like, you know, I'm not speaking for anyone else. I'm not speaking about anyone else. I'm just saying that's what I've always thought about that kind of thing. And yeah, I've always had a big thing around this whole manliness, because I think for me growing up, I've always heard that, like I said earlier, like, man up, be manly, like, strength is not showing your emotions. And I'll tell you now, like, as an adult man, there's been many times I've like broken down and cried and made myself completely vulnerable and really got myself in like some crazy situations, and I'm still here. I've learned a lot more about myself. You know, I've learned through all these experiences. But what I'm trying to say is, even though I've cracked a lot, I'm still here. I consider myself a strong person. I try to be, and if I'm not feeling strong at any time, you know, even though as much as it doesn't feel great, I try to remind myself that I know it's okay not to be strong. Like, I don't have to act like I've got my shit together all the time, because I haven't. You know, I'm just like you guys. I'm just like everyone else, figuring stuff out all the time. I don't know everything. I want to know everything. I'm learning. I want to absorb as much information while I'm on this planet as possible. Yeah, what I'm trying to say is this, like, this masculinity mentality, this manly lad culture thing. Honestly, I've been put in situations where straight off the bat, someone just thinks I'm a guy who's gonna have this lad mentality. They've already predicted what they think I like, what they think I'm gonna talk about. And I have thrown people so much, because there's been so many times people say, oh, you're not what I thought, you're not how I thought you'd be. Like, in a good way, because it's like, I think I'm gonna be this like lad and just talk about really surface things, and I'm not. And yeah, it just makes people surprised a lot of the time. Yeah, but I want to talk about this a lot. I have rambled in this podcast. It is a big subject for me. I'm glad I'm talking about it. And I know like this podcast is probably just rambled and it's no kind of like a substantial substance to one kind of particular thing, but I just really want to touch on this subject so I can go in deeper and let you guys know how I feel about this, because there's so many layers and elements this subject for me. So yeah, thanks for listening. I am going on tour in August, so I hope to see you guys out there. It's going to be great. Tickets are on my website, www.dannywrightuk.com. It's going to be sick. And yeah, thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers, bye.